Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Make no mistake about it, rain is on the way, and it'll be here today and tomorrow intermittently and through Saturday morning. We'll have to see what happens with all the Saturday morning activities, specifically the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade, but we're in touch, and we'll let you know as soon as we know anything. Joe Geruso joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on being the CAO. You're going to be there for, what's the deal with your being the CAO in Mayor elect Moreno's administration?
Well, look, it's a strange position to be in where you're a council member for 39 more days and being named as a CAO. I said during the press conference, District A, you will not be getting special treatment over the next month or so. Don't ask for it. But look, it's a real opportunity to get to work right now, meet with people, hear what's going on. That's obviously been happening since the announcement. It's intensified because people have ideas. People want to share things. They have really good thoughts about better practices and how things can work better. So it's trying to simultaneously manage making sure as we button up the last part of the term that gets taken care of, and then, of course, getting ready for Mayor-elect Moreno's administration.
So I think while the city isn't a hell of a mess, I think it could have been a lot worse were it not for the fact that the council member at large is the mayor-elect and that people like you are willing to hang around and see it through. The reorganization, if you want to call it that. I know it's not officially a reorganization, but maybe like trying to get the ship back on course.
Yeah, well, look, you started off by saying it is a hell of a mess. So let's not downplay the fact that you have to pay back the money to the state. We have to stabilize the city's finances and plan for the future and deliver services and improve morale. So let's not let that go all by the wayside. With that said, what I've reminded people is the mayor-elect and others have been hard at work on getting the revenue anticipatory note and working with leaders like President Senator Henry mm-hmm. and Councilmember Morrell and state officials, making sure that New Orleans would control its finances through that process and working closely with the legislative auditor. And then really, Tommy, rewriting the budget in almost a month and finding $75 million in new revenue to really help augment this budget so the cuts weren't even more drastic than they were. So what I've sort of said is that's sort of the 30 to 45 days things that have happened, and you don't have your full complement and team around you to do that. So I actually think given the big hairy mess that is being inherited, it's pretty impressive what's been done in the short period of time.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't use that phrase, because I'm going to move on to the current mayor and the petulance and what's going on with the revenue estimating committee or conference. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Councilman Joe Geruso. Let's talk about this revenue estimating conference that was supposed to happen. I'm a little bit confused as to what was the point of it and what the mayor, current mayor, Cantrell, I forgot her name because I haven't seen her in a while, what Mayor Cantrell was doing or gotten away of. Explain all of this to me, Joe, if you would, please.
Yeah, sure. So the Revenue Estimating Conference is essentially to recognize a forecast of revenue for the upcoming year. And it's not binding per se, but you do want to have something formal because you want people to be able to weigh in. You want to show your work. You want to show, are their numbers too aggressive? Are they too conservative? What's going on? So it is an ideal accountability, transparent thing that is created to make sure everyone is informed. We emailed the mayor and her team early the week of Thanksgiving saying we're working on these numbers for REC, which, by the way, are things that we learned from the administration or by being involved in government. And this is a way to increase revenue from the city. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, we gave numbers publicly. I was on Newell's show where I listed them one by one by bone. Wednesday, we sent an email to the administration detailing the information. Friday, we sent the presentation. We worked over the weekend. And again, we sent the last PowerPoint presentation probably 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday because we were working around the clock. We offered to meet on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday before the meeting, and the mayor wouldn't do it. So how do you help people who don't want to be helped?
Does it affect Mayor-elect Moreno's administration and all, or what she – I guess what I'm wondering is, what effect does that have on moving forward? Is the mayor, current mayor, kind of just like trying to drag everything down as much as she possibly can? Or explain this to me, Joe, in layman's terms.
Yeah, the easiest way I can explain it is, if you look at the language in the charter, the Revenue Estimating Conference is a recommendation. And so the council is free to deviate from it as long as data and information back it up. But here's the thing, Tommy. You want to make sure your forecast matches what you're actually budgeting for, because that's just better governance. And to that end, what Mayor-elect Moreno has said is she's going to call a revenue estimating conference right after her inauguration, approve those numbers, and then that way everything is aligned between the forecast and what the actual budget is.
Okay. So really no effect?
No real effect other than, sort of like the theater of not doing it. But I think the effect is the failure to try to move the city forward and find more revenue to help us out of this mess.
Do you understand why that would happen? She would do what she did?
I don't. Listen, I understand principle fights. I don't understand fighting for no reason.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, it's one thing if you're gonna accomplish something, right? If you're gonna get something out of it, I get that. But just to be obstinate, I don't understand that at all. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, about the Saints injury report and about taking on the Bucks this Sunday. Then we'll talk about the Pelicans and Zion Williamson's latest injury. You still got a couple of minutes to text us your favorite cookie, 504-260-1870. I'll give you the top five. Tommy's top five at 9 when we return. Right now we pause for WWL First News.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.